Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We are here talking with our friends from the Child Advocacy Center this morning on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Guess what? MTE, through Sharing Change, has donated now over $12 million to local nonprofits. You can find out how your spare change can have a big impact at sharingchange.org. Presley Hosford is here. You're just kind of like an old hat here.
Yeah,
on the air.
It's old news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Been here, done that. Got the T-shirt. But you're bringing some a newbie by today.
Yes. My coworker, Evelyn, so lovely. And this is our first time being on the radio together. So yeah. I'm very excited to collaborate.
Evelyn, how are you?
Good, good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Pull that mic over like right in front of you there. Right there. So, yeah, I mean, these new people, they don't know.
They don't know. We got to teach them.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
So, Evelyn, tell me about what you do at the CAC.
Yes. So I am the bilingual family advocate. So I am usually the one to be out in the waiting room with parents and caregivers, explaining who we are as a CAC and what we do in there. I am also the bilingual forensic interviewer. So I'm also the one in the back with the children when they do have to disclose what they've been through.
Yeah. So I would think that your presence and being able to speak to them in their native language has to be a huge help for parents and the kids too.
I would like to believe so.
Yeah.
Especially with parents, because of that language barrier, most of them don't really understand what's going on or why they're there. Mm-hmm. They're just told be here at this time and day. So we have to be the ones to deliver that unfortunate news of why they're there. But regardless, we are still there to provide that support for them, you know, whether it be through services or just emotional support.
Yeah. So. How long have you been at the CAC?
2 years now.
Two years? And you're just now coming in?
Yes. I was an intern before then, but I'm getting comfortable.
Is that everybody's story? They are interning.
So many of us, yes.
They just kind of keep you around. Sharon has figured out a way to find future employees, it sounds like.
Oh, most definitely, yes. And they can tell, I think, with the interns who will shine in this work. And it also depends, because we're grant funded, sometimes it's a timing issue, right? So maybe an intern comes through and we really love them, but we simply don't have a position for them. And so we hope they always keep us in the back of their mind.
Yeah, yeah. So did you go straight from being an intern to then working, or how did that work out for you?
So for me, I finished my bachelor's degree with them as an intern, and then I went in for my master's. I was interning at another agency, and when I finished for my master's, my supervisor at that time contacted me saying, hey, there's going to be a position available. If you're interested, you can apply. And there was other interns as well applying during that time. I was just fortunate enough to actually get the job this time.
So. Yeah, yeah. So is your job mainly... I'm trying to figure out the best way to word this, because obviously social work, right? Mm-hmm. But being able to speak multiple languages has to make you a very important asset, especially in an area where we have so many that English is not their first language.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I would think so, just because it's not just in the CAC that I'm also helping out.
Yeah.
I will also be helping out with Department of Children's Services, you know. If they need me to interpret for them or going to home visits with them, I would also be helping them in that area, as well as detectives. Sometimes they will call me. They'll be like, hey, Evelyn, we have this mom here. We can't get a hold of somebody that could help us with this situation. Can you help? And I will happily help in that case.
Yeah.
I've also been trained in darkness to light for English in the process of Spanish. So we can just provide that education program to the Hispanic community as well.
Nice. So do you get to present some, or are you going to team up there with Presley, since that's kind of her thing?
I think she's done one so
yes,
far.
It's very rare.
Yes. Yes. But it's something we would like to start pushing out heavily to our Hispanic communities.
Yeah.
Especially it is such a luxury having bilingual team members, especially, you know, if they don't speak English at all, it's so nice to be welcomed in your native language, and you feel that sense of relief and comfort. And it's such an important training. So hopefully we can start rolling that out more. But Evelyn does such a good job with these families.
Evelyn, it would have to be, I mean, it's already a tense situation, already unsure about what's going to happen. Maybe you just don't really know what's going on, period, that kind of thing. And so anything to kind of take a little bit of anxiety away has to help.
Yes. For me, it's more so just knowing that parents have that someone there for them. That kind of helps me.
And like, fully understand what's going on.
Yes. You know, it makes me feel a little bit better of what's going on, that I'm actually there instead of feeling kind of bad about what's going on but all the time, right? But I also have amazing coworkers that I can rely on if I ever do feel like a sense of dread or just sadness. I can always just go to them and talk.
You know, I think we touched on that last time with when Carista was here, just the heaviness of what you're dealing with on a personal level. How do you not it has to affect you, but how do you continue on? Because I'm sure that if you let it affect you, it could just weigh you down.
Yes. So we do have like peer review groups where we are kind of mandated to go and attend, just to help us talk about what we've heard and process those emotions and thoughts as a group. And we just give tips to each other on what to do. For me personally, for self-care, I guess you could say, is honestly just distancing, turning off my phone at the end of the day, not answering any calls or emails. Of course, with my families, I tell them if it's a real emergency, call 911, get that emergency help you need. But if not, then I'll reach out back to you the following day. But it's just more so putting that to the side, going out when I do or have time with my family, friends, and so forth.
Turning off the phone. Yes. What a novel idea, right? I need to do that more often, I think. You know?
It's hard to do.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Especially, like, that's what keeps so many people in touch, but it is such a healthy thing of, I'm going to take a step back and put it away and really just focus on me time.
Yeah. Well, it is obviously very good to have you join us today, and I get to meet all these new faces. I mean, the CAC is definitely growing.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I told Evelyn, I was like, Brian's going to be so excited to see a new face. I was like, obviously, you know, when Krista and I come on, we have great banter. Sure. And it's such a familiar place. We always love coming, but we know, like, it probably excites you to meet more of our team.
There are so many people that make up the CAC, and of course Sharon has been the face of the CAC for 25 years.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
But you know, just all the amazing people that work there and make a difference in our community. It is good to see. And so what's going on at the CAC? You said it's been pretty busy.
Oh yeah, very busy. We just wrapped up with Light Up the Night, which went amazing. We exceeded our goal, and it was a great turnout, a great event. But November, we have Turkey Tea Off, which we're super excited about. It's Saturday, November 8th. We'll have a complimentary breakfast starting at 8 a.m. We'll tee off at 9, all in support of child abuse victims and the crisis intervention services we provide to these families. And it'll be at the Smyrna Golf Course. I will let you know, we already have over 20 teams signed up, and we cap it at 36. So if you are someone who definitely wants to come and get your team, I encourage you to do that ASAP.
So that is November 8th?
November 8th.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's a Saturday.
Yes.
Where do we sign up?
Yes. Go to cacrutherford.org, and you can click on our events tab, and then you'll see the Turkey Tee Off logo, and you can sign your team up there.
Why are we talking about Turkey Tee Off in November already? It just doesn't seem possible.
It doesn't. And fall has come way too fast. I am excited for Halloween and all the fall activities, but I'm having like a crisis with how fast time is going by.
Well, fall actually arrives at 1:19 p.m. today.
Oh, today. Mm-hmm. We have a little bit of summer left.
Yeah.
Okay.
So enjoy the summer on the way back to the yeah. office, right?
Windows down.
It'll be over after that. But so the turkey tee off, I don't know how many years this is, but it's been a lot.
I think this is the 14th. Okay. I'm going to say 14th annual golf event.
And it's a fun way to support the CAC if you're a golfer. You know, all of this is, I mean, it's a fundraiser. It is what it is.
It is, yes. And Smyrna Golf Course, it really is a lovely course. We all love riding around on the golf carts, checking in on people. And we'll have a silent auction as well. And of course, one lucky intern will get to dress up as a turkey for photo ops. And I'm looking at you. No.
They're fighting over it.
Yeah. They don't fight over it. The day that everybody, do you line up all the interns and do, you know, like eeny, meeny, miny,
yeah. mo? Or maybe just see like who you might fit the costume the best.
There you
so
go.
You're the one. Maybe we'll draw straws this year.
That yeah. Or make it a competition or something.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So the turkey tee off November the 8th, cacrutherford.org. Look for events and look for the turkey tee off logo. Can't miss it. It's got a turkey and with a golf club, I think.
Yeah,
right?
And it's for the children.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the proceeds from the event, all of the things that go together, and I know you have, you know, wonderful businesses who donate and you know, event sponsors, that kind of thing. So I'm sure there's still some opportunities there, maybe a few.
Very much so. And we would love to have your support, especially just for, we do such intimate work. And so anything extra we can give to these children and families, it means so much. And so we would love to see you out there for a wonderful day that's supporting a great cause.
Most certainly. Well, you know, after we just skip over Halloween and talk turkey, but then after that, Christmas will be here. You know how last year it was so quick?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be the same this year because Thanksgiving is late. And then, so I think there are only 4 weekends.
I think so.
Between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So
yeah. You blink and it's there.
Yeah. And that's counting the one that's right after the Thursday after Thanksgiving. So, and one of the cool things that the CAC does is, you know, once you go through the trauma of whatever has happened in your life, the family, the children, they're always remembered. And, you know, every Christmas when that rolls around, Secret Santa and all that good stuff, right?
Yes, and so we try to support these families as much as we can and give them an extra special Christmas if they have been clients of ours. And so every December we do Secret Santa for the children and families that have been in our care. And we're always looking for sponsors. We don't have that up on the website quite yet. But if you are interested in sponsoring a family, we'd love for you to give us a call and see how you can help, even if it's just gift cards. That goes a long way too.
And kind of a reason to mention that now, maybe you're thinking ahead, or, you know, if this is something that you want to do, save up to help do that or whatnot, and you can certainly help with that. We'll tell you about it in the coming months. I'm sure next month we're going to really hit turkey tee off again, and we'll have more about Secret Santa during that time.
Of course.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, anything else we need to touch on this morning? Where we catch everything?
I don't think so. I'm just super excited Evelyn was able to come out and speak a bit. Any final words?
I'm just excited to be here.
Yeah. Well, certainly glad that you are. And it's always fun to see the various staff members. And maybe we'll have to be introduced to everybody here soon. You'll have to make it a mandatory thing.
Right. Yeah. We can do a day where all 14 of us come and gather around.
14? Yeah. Well, it would be about the size of your office, as small as it is over there.
And we're used to it. We're used to close quarters.
Cramming in.
Yeah.
Well, cacrutherford.org. Lots of information about our Child Advocacy Center. And thank you all for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us about our interns here, you know, real quick.
Well, we have many interns, actually.
Sure.
But most of us have 2 interns. So right now I have Asenith Rodriguez here with me. She's interning from MTSU.
Nice.
And she's also in the social work program, but she's just here to observe and learn.
Well, glad to have you here today. And thanks for joining us on Rutherford Issues today.